It's time for Rhema for Today.
They can fill the radio and the television with, and the newspaper with all of it they want. But I'm not going to walk around like I've seen some people recently, all cowed down with a look on their face like that they had lost their last friend and that the last copper penny had fallen out of their pocket. I'm not going to look that way. I don't care what the political scene says. I don't care what the economical scene says. The Word of God says I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. It is already done. It's past tense. I'm going to take it and live by it. I am a victor in Christ Jesus.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, Healing in the Word. Next, on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, Kenneth and Lynette will tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
The greatest Emancipation Proclamation that was ever given, issued from the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ on that cross. Those words are, it is finished. He meant that the work that he was sent to do, the work that he was sent to do was accomplished. It was over. It is finished. It's in the past tense. It's been taken care of. And everything included in that statement, it is finished, is for you and I today. The gospel is the worldwide emancipation proclamation of liberty from the bondage of sin, sickness, and disease, and Satan, the old taskmaster himself. Because many of us have put this great liberty and this freedom off into some future time, and we have never realized that it is already taken care of. And if we would simply step out in the present that you and I are living in now and take God's word and make it live for us today, that word, it is finished, will take away your diseases, your sin, your sickness, your suffering, because Jesus has already put it in the past tense. Hope says, I'll get it sometime. Faith says, I have it now. Faith takes what God has already offered us, and he makes it a reality in this everyday life that you and I are living in right now. Not sometime off in the future, but now. You can take it and put it in the future if you so desire. But I am going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you what my household's going to do. We're going to start. We've already started taking the pages of God's word that declare that it is past tense for us, and we're making it a reality in our life. And I want to invite you to do the same thing this night. A lot of people talk about the sweet by and by. A lot of people talk about the good old days. A lot of people talk about how great it's going to be one of these days. I'm going to tell you something, friend. It was great in days gone by, I suppose. But I'm going to tell you, it's just as great right now. And oh yes, there's coming a day when it's going to be great. And we're going to have all of the great things. But I want to announce to you that we have that same power of God that was yesterday and that'll be in the future. We have it now in the present because he finished the job. I'm not so interested in the future or putting something out in the future. The only interest I have in the past is because it tells me what God has already accomplished for me in the past. But what I am really interested in today, and what you are really interested in today, is right now, what can help you in your situation right now? That's what you're really interested in. If you'll roll away all of the platitudes and roll away all of the, you know, self-righteousness, so to speak, your real desire and the real thing that you're looking for is help now. God has it for you right here. Oh, yes. Heaven is great. And I like to sing about heaven. I like to talk about heaven. And the promise of heaven is great. But I asked you a question. What good is heaven doing you now? What good is heaven doing you in the economic situation that you're in right now? What good is heaven doing you in the political unrest and uncomfort in the world that you and I are living in today? Calamity talkers, the news media, talk about all of our economic unrest. They're going to talk us into a depression and a recession simply by using their mouth. They keep telling us how bad it's going to be. And I keep telling them how good it is. They can fill the radio and the television with and the newspaper with all of it they want. But I'm not going to walk around like I've seen some people recently, all cowed down, with a look on their face like that they had lost their last friend and that the last copper penny had fallen out of their pocket. I'm not going to look that way. I don't care what the political scene says. I don't care what the economical scene says. The Word of God says I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. It is already done. It's past tense. I'm going to take it and live by it. I am a victor in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. I want you to notice it said Christ, H-A-T-H, hath. That's past tense. That means it's already been accomplished. That means it's already been taken care of. We don't have to look for it to happen. It didn't say that Christ will or that Christ is going to do it sometime. It says Christ has already done it. The Word of God puts our redemption from the curse in the past tense. We have already received our deliverance. The reason that the devil's being able to keep you in poverty and sickness and unrest and depression is because you have not stood upon your two spiritual feet and let the rhema of the Word of God come from your mouth and take this two-edged sword of the Word of God and begin to chop the opposition to pieces and to put the blood-stained banner of the Lord Jesus Christ in the air and begin to march to victory. That's why you don't have victory. It's already accomplished. God can't do anything about it until you do something about it. Isaiah 53:4 says, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Matthew 8:17 says, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. I want you to realize that took and bare are in the past tense. And because he took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses, I don't have to have any of them. Do you hear what I said? You don't either. Because it's already been taken care of in the past tense. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by whose stripes ye were healed. I want you to realize something. If ye were, then you are. What are you still doing sick then? You see, you don't have to wait for somebody to lay hands on you. You don't have to wait for somebody to pray for you. I've often wondered what some people would do if they were marooned on an island all by themselves without a telephone. To call Kenneth Copeland or Jerry Savelle or the Prayer Tower or our office and get somebody or the pastor or somebody else to pray for them, I wonder what they would do. But I'm going to tell you, you don't have to have anybody to pray for you. You don't have to wait and get somebody to lay hands on you. when you really get a hold to the reality of the past tense of God's word, you'll jump out of the wheelchair, you'll jump out of the sick bed, you'll begin to run and rejoice for victory because God has already accomplished it. The act of faith in your life will produce the power of God in such manifestation that you couldn't stay still if you wanted to. Most people are sitting around waiting for the power of God to knock them in the head, to lift them up off of the bed, or to do something else. When I'm going to tell you, that's not the way the power of God operates. Do you realize tonight, sitting in this building, that you and I would be sitting in here in total darkness without any air conditioning if somebody had not activated a switch that allowed the electricity to flow from the mechanical room to those lights and to those engines and those motors that cause the air conditioned units to run, that you're sitting in here cool? If somebody hadn't activated the switch, we'd be all sitting here in the dark burning up with the heat. And we cannot say that the power company was not generating the electricity, because they were. The problem was that somebody did not have enough sense or enough gumption or enough get up about them to go over and flip a little switch. And I'm going to tell you something. There are a lot of people, a lot of God's children, I'm sorry to say it, but there are a lot of God's children that are walking around in sickness, in disease, in poverty. And it's not because God wants them to. It's not because the power of God's not in operation, but it's because they have refused to get up and with the hand of faith reach out and grab what God's offering to them. See, He's already put it in the past tense.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, let's look at what our offer is for this month.
Okay.
A CD by our daughter Denise Hagin Burns, Deep Roots in God. There is a CD by our son Craig Hagin, Just Believe.
Right.
A CD by me, The Lord, Our Peace. Yes. And finally, your book, which everybody needs, How to Live Worry-Free.
Yes.
You know, so many people, they're worrying all the time, and we don't have to worry. We just cast our cares upon the Lord.
So many times when you say that, people think, well, you're not concerned about anything. Yes, concern is one thing.
Yes.
Worry is another.
That's
okay?
Right.
Okay?
That's right.
All right.
So that's for a gift of
$25 or more. Go to your device right now, to rhema.org, and once you order it and push that send button,
yes,
it goes right to where it needs to go, and they will box it up and send it to you.
Yes, that's right.
Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or if you prefer, you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Healing in the Word. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.